We end Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon L'shain Yam Hanichnas L'chotzel. Let us see in the Perish Chai, page 26, Tzio 162. L'shain Yam Hanichnas L'chotzel. We see that the Yam flooded the Chotzel and it entered into the Chotzel. So the Baraisa says as follows: Ein memalin heimenu b'Shabbos. One is not permitted to be memale from this Loshen Yam. Now we have a source of water. So one is not permitted to take out from this Yam ein memalin heimenu b'Shabbos. Ela imkein yeshloi mechitza gavoya yutfoch. Unless there's a mechitza gevoya yutfochim, and in picture 162 he made a mechitza gevoya yutfochim, and we'll see this makes that there is not a pirza of more than 10 amas. Bamed dvorim amurim, when do you need a mechitza gevoya yutfochim? Shepetzosoi biyoisa meyasore. The Loshen Asore Shveri, Locher it's 10. If the pirtz is larger than 10 ames, so then you need a mechitza gevoya yutfochim ad 10 ames. Avol asora. But if the pirtz is asora ames, 10 ames or less, ein tzorich klum. Let us see Rashi. Shenichnas lechotzer derech Pirtzas HaKaisel. The Loshen Shel Yam went through Derech Pirtzas HaKaisel. Ushalei Nifratz B'miluyei Askinen. Midemaflik Ba'asor Aleyesa Me'asor. Since the Tane makes a chilek, if there's Asore or more than Asore, so Vaistachois, it's not Nifratz B'miluyei. If it would be Nifratz B'miluyei, that means that there's no tikkun whatsoever, then a fellow less than Esa would also be Yosa. Aval asore, ein tzorich klum. If there is asore, ein tzorich klum, shereyesh shir mikan umikan. So it seems there's not like the picture. There was on both sides, says, on both sides there was a chvesa, pas mashu. So memele, so then you don't need anything. Mimle hu delay memalina. So the Gemara says that's im yeshloi mechitze gavoya yutfochim. So then, that is if there was more than eser amos, so you need a mechitze gavoya yutfochim. But if there's only yudamis, ein tzorich klum. Now the Gemara is medayik when it's yeser miyud ames, so it says ein memalim heimenu b'Shabbos. So it seems that there's a pirtze that is yeser miyud ames ein memalim heimenu b'Shabbos. So vaistachois memalei hu deloy memalino milui is osa hotil tulei metaltalina. But in the chotzer alone, you're allowed to be metaltal. Mimalehu delay mimalinon mishum de metaltal mikalmalis lishus hayochit. If there's a pirtze of more than eser ames, so then it is also because you metaltal mikalmalis lishus hayochit. The loshen yam has a shame kalmalis. The chotzer has a shame rishus hayochit. Hotil tuli metaltalinam by chotzer. But vice dois to be metaltal in this chotzer, even though there's a pirtze yes and me yes or amois, you're allowed to be metaltal, because the tan of the braisa was medayik ein memalin heimenu b'Shabbos. That's all that is awesome. Frag the gemore von nifritze chotzer b'milua lemokem ha'osolo. B'milua lav daf, Kirashi says, if we're speaking about Rashi said before, so Mimlua lavdavka lekol yoisam esore kori lei milua. If it's more than asore, So it's called that the whole chotzer, which has a teres pirtzis, so the whole chotzer is poritz to this karmelis. Frag the Gemara, v'nifritz l'chotzer b'milua l'mokim ha'osolo. So if there was no tikkun made to be misakin the pirtzis, so not only milui should be yosser, tiltal in the chotzer should also be yosser. And for the Gemara, hoche b'may askinan de islay gidudi. So Rashi, the Islay Gidudi, Masha Nishar min ha-pirtze begoiva asore, aval hayam kiso. So in picture 163, we can see remnants of the kaisel that the yam threw down. So we have here a kaisel that is 10 tfochim high, but is under the water. So Memele, it seems, this answered the Kasha. We asked the Kasha, when there is a Pirtze Yeser Miyud, so if there's a Pirtze Yeser Miyud, why is Tiltal Mutter, even though Mili is also? So we answer, even though there is this Pirtze, but there's a submerged Kaisel of Yud Tvachim, and this takes care of the Chotzer. That's why Tiltal and the Chotzer is Mutter. Now, let us try a little to understand Shitas Rashi before we'll see Taisvis. The Chiddush Yeran brings down Rashi as follows. The Kivin sheyesh lechotzer mechitza is gemuretz. The Be'emesin, this chotzer has mechitzas. It has mechitzas of yutfochim. Is memele afal pi sheyesh be'emtzo kalmeles, even though in the middle of this chotzer, there's a yam. There's a loshen shel yam. Lechoshiv lo nifritzo b'milua. This is not considered nifritzo b'milua because it has mechitzes. Umihu. Min hayam ein memale. But le'idach kise to be memale from the yam, kem oichnet. The kiven, the mayim shebechotzer mu'urovim im oison shechutz l'mechitze. Since the Mayim Shebechotzer, we have here a whole flood in the Chotzer, and this is Me'urev with the Yam. Af Eilu Shebechotzer have a Karmelis, Da'arivi Maya. Since the Mayim Shebechutz L'Chotzer is a Karmelis, it is a Yam, and even though there is a Kaisel over here, that is Makif the Chotzer, but since the Kaisel is submerged, and the mayim shebeseich hachotzer is me'urev with the mayim shechutz lekoisel hachotzer, so it's like one body of water. So it has a shem kamalis. So the mayim in the chotzer has a shem kamalis. So therefore, Rashi, therefore the halach is you cannot be memale from this mayim into the chotzer. But le'idach gise, the chotzer one is permitted to be metaltal because the chotzer has a tikkun beruach hevius. It has a mechitza yutvachim. Now the mechitza is submerged. The Ran and the Rashbe all ask kashas and Rashi. They ask kiven the oriv maya. Al koponim we see that this mechitza, this submerged mechitza, does not help for the mayim. We're saying since this mayim is me'urev with the yam that's mechutz l'mechitze, so the mayim shebesoich ha-mechitze, it has a shem kamlis on it. So they ask a kasha, the kivin the arivi maye, sarei nifritza chotzer l'mokeim ha'osolo. So weiter, this mayim has a shem kamlis. Wherever you're going to turn it inside out, this mayim is a shem kamlis. So the minute this mayim is a shem kamlis, and this kamlis went into the chotzer, so you have now a kamlis in the chotzer. So it comes out that the chotzer is pasuach le kamlis. So why is tiltul? You don't have anything separating the chotzer from the kamlis. So why is tiltul in the chotzer mutter? That is the kasha what they ask, and now we're going to have a multitude of terutzim and toisvis to fa'emphil this kasha. Others like Rashi, others not like Rashi. I mean, L'chaire, it would seem that the Svara of Rashi is that this Svara of Arivi Maya, Bemison, we have here two factors working simultaneously. Mitzad Echad, we have here a Mechitza. We have here a Mechitza Yutfachim. And the Mechitza L'chaire is Makif L'chotza. But for some reason, the mechitza cannot work for the mayim, because there's another factor. The mayim is mechubah. I mean, imagine 1 minute if the mayim wouldn't be mechubah to the yam. So there would be no shiloh whatsoever. So you have a puddle of water, a large puddle of water in the chotzer, that's a reshus hayochid. Now, since this mayim is mechubah to the yam, so it seems, so, and it's covering the kaisel, so that means the kaisel somehow cannot work for the mayim, for the loshen, since this loshen is still mechubel to the yam after the kaisel, over the kaisel there's still a chibel of the mayim. So could be that Rashi held this is only a svore that the mayim is also. Aber the mayim cannot ask of the kalmelis. Well, be'etzem eistis, because be'etzem you have here two factors over here. Mitzad echad, you have here a factor that you have a mechitza. I mean, perception, ashtikul moshul, we had mentioned the svara of the Gain Yaakov. The Gain Yaakov says the svara of the tvua shoya. That you need, that if there's a Tzuras HaPesach will start 3 Tfachim away from the Koisle HaMovoi, so the Tzuras HaPesach will not help. So the Gain Yaakov says, even though a Tzuras HaPesach has a shame oimed, Bim Koimoi there's no Pirtze, and the Mokim of the Tzuras HaPesach has a Teiras Stime, but it only has a shame oimed Bim Koimoi. But to be matter the pirze that's next to it, it doesn't have a shame oimid. So we see there's a pesapalginon in dinei erevin that it could have a shame oimid legabi itself, but it doesn't have a shame oimid to be matter the pirze shekenegdoi. Either is a klal oimid beruba la poritz, the oimid is matter the poritz shekenegdoi. That's by a normal oimid. An oimid of a tzuras haPesach is an oimid that for itself it is a shame oimid, but not shekenegdoi. Or yesterday gufa we had such a svore in Rashi. We had a svore, the Chedushi Aran says pshat in Rashi, that we had if you'll make a tikkun kolduhu, you'll make a tikkun kolduhu in the mayim, so that will be matir the mayim, that you could take out water, they could be mamalei mayim because of this tikkun koldu, was matter with a pas, even though this pas can't be matter, it's only kalu shekilu chachomim b'may. So the kula helps that it gives the mayim a shem reshus hayochid, but legabi de chotzer, we're machmer. We don't say since it has a shame reshus hayochid legabi the mayim, so that should help legabi the chotzer also. Kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim. So we see in these two cases we see it is a kula for one thing, but it's not muchach that the kula goes all the way, that the chotzer will also be mutter since legabi the mayim anichnosim boy we gave the mayim keilu it's may reshus hayochid. Only legabi the maimer is the demer reshus hayochid. Legabi the chotzer, we are not matter the chotzer. So we see there are such inyonim. I mean, that's lechayre the ivre in Rashi. That Rashi, because we see Rashi says lefi emes, the iser milui is, because it has a teiris kalmelis. The yam remains kalmelis. Va'afal pikein, the chotzer, That with the yam remains kalmulis, that's because the loshen is mechuber to the, it's meuriv to the yami bachutz. So but leidach gise, to aser the chotzer, tiltel in the chotzer, the eruv of the mayim shebesoicha chotzer to the yam shebechutz lachotzer is only sufficient to give the yam itzad atzmai adin kalmulis. But to Aser the Chotzer, to say that the Chotzer is Poretz Lekamlis, in that we say that the Mechitzes, the Gedudim Lemaise, can make the Chotzer Arishus HaYochid. Therefore, Mili is Aser, and Tiltel is Mutter. Let us just understand one more inyan. That is when there's a pirtze of yeser me'eser. So pirtze of yeser me'eser. So then we say milui is oser, and milui is oser, and tiltel is muta. We have gedudim over here. What if there is a pirtze of eser? So then milui is also muta. Loshin yam anichnas lachotza. Alam ken yeshloi mechitza gavoya yitvachim. You have here, if you have eser, then it is sufficient. What does eser accomplish? L'cheira, we have here a problem with the yam, but since the yam is mechuber to the, since this loshen is mechuber to the yam, it gets a din kamla. So what is the difference between yeser, may eser, and eser? So the Chiddush Yeran explains that the difference is as follows. If it is yeser me eser, the pirtze is yeser me eser, so then, since the legabi, the loshen shel yam, that's nichnas lechotzer, it's not considered like segefinzach in the chotzer, because the chotzer is poritz to the yam, mitzad is pirtze. So then we say that this loshen is gets dina yam, because sehesnet ase gefinzech in the chotzer, because the chotzer is poritz, there's more than yud ames. Masha enkein, if there's yud ames or less, so yud ames has a teiras pesach. So the minute it has a teiras pesach, so then we consider the loshen shenichnas l'toich ha-chotzer is not mechubel to the yam, because if it has a teiras pesach, so it means that this entered the rishus hayochid. So memele, it's not anymore nigra to the yam shebechutz. If the rishus hayochid, it's porutz, so it's not considered like it entered the rishus hayochid. It's considered still meuriv to the yam, so it has a shem kamalis. But the minute it has a Pesach of Yud Am, then it has a Teiras. If there's Yud Amis, then it has a Teiras Pesach. If it has a Teiras Pesach, so then, if it has a Teiras Pesach, so then the Mayim Shebeloshin is not Nigrar to the Yam, and then one is permitted to be Memali. Now, let us see Taisvis. Hoche b'mayes kinon ve'islei gidudi. Peirish Rashi, Aval Hayom Kiso, the Yom was Mechase, it's a Memele, so that's why it doesn't help to be Memale, because the Tosis doesn't understand it. This is the Kasha with the Rishayim, it's the Mikomok, and Maishno, the Le'inyan Tiltul Chshivi Mechitzes, Le'inyan Mili Lo'y Chshivi, we have to be consistent. Does it have a Teiras Mechitza? Doesn't have a Teiras Mechitza. B'yeshloimel, so Taisa says, Apsamoyre dike doichik dike pshatn de gemore. Losh narashi zich and amashma like that. The hochi pirushay. Milui hu de loim emalino. If there's more than yud ames, so we say milui is osa. Peirish doesn't mean that milui is osa. The osa letaltel michotza lebayis. You're not allowed to take michotza lebayis. V'nokat milui. The Gemara chapt on Mili, Mishum Dike Tashmish Mechotze Labayis Hua Mili. But Mili does not mean Mili. Mili means to carry from the Chotze to the Bayis. This is also. Avol Tiltuli Ude Metaltalinam Bechotze. That means in the Chotze you're permitted to be Metaltal. But to take from the Chotze to the Bayis, you're not permitted to be Metaltal. That's the halacha that the Barais is telling us. Va'amai. So the Gemara asks, what is Pshat? Is there a Tikkun Beruach Vis? Is it not a Tikkun Beruach Vis? Umishani de Islay Gedudi. That be'emesin there is a Kaisel Beruach Vis. V'nikeres Mechitza Livnei Chotza. So those who are standing in the Chotza, they can see the Mechitza. So Memele, so since the matter of the Chotzer is nire Livnei HaChotzer Ha'imdim B'Chotzer, so they have a kosher Chotzer. They have a Chotzer that's Mesukim B'Ruach Revis. They can see underneath the water, they can see the Kaisel there. So Memele, they have a Kaisel. Livnei Bayis. But the people who are on the batim, shehem rechaikim, they are far away from the gedudi. They're far away. They're in the house. Eino nikeres. They just see water without a kaisel underneath it. Va'arivo mayim. So if they don't see the kaisel, so then we say va'arive mayim. So we're ma'arev the mayim. So this is a kaisel that is not nika for the bnei abayis. If it's nika, it would be nika. The bnei chotzer, it's nika. But for bnei abayis, it's not nika. So we say it becomes nisarev the mayim shebechotzer ima mayim shechutz lechotzer. Mishim hochi yosa. So therefore, it is also. So Taisvus made up a new halach over here. Not that mili is also until till is muta. No, to take to the bias is also because the bias doesn't have mechitzas hanikoris. The bnei chotzer have mechitzas hanikoris. The kosher, the bepeire, keitzad mishtatvim, mash medose, shaper, dloy beinin, sheyero, rosh ekonem, ilav, mishum, the rav Yehuda, kopid, airu, vimai. Vektach Taisvus, this is a whole sugya weiter, and daf peivov. That there we're speaking about a boyer shebein beis chatzeretz. Let's just see for 1 minute a picture over there on page 179. There's a whole sugya. The top picture is as follows. There's mandi omrim that we have here. Let us first look at picture 63 and 178. Picture 63 on 178 is telling us what the problem is. You have here a problem. You have two chatzeres that were not ma'arif, one with the other. So therefore, the mayim from the left chatz, you're not allowed to take it to the right, into the bias of the right chatz. Because there's no eruvi chatzeres. So the shaila is, how can one divide the water? So there's different shitas in the Gemara. One man, the Yoma says, as we see in page 64, you take a mechitza yutvachim and you put it on top of the boil. Then we'll see in 65, we'll see other sold on the top of the boil, close to the water level, underneath the water level. And then we'll see other man, the Omrim, let's in picture hey, we see that it has to start from the bottom and stick out over in the top a little. There's such a shita, because if not, it's arivimai. This mechitza does not separate the waters if they become ma'ure from the bottom or from the top. So this mechitza does not, so it's considered they become ma'ure. Unless you have a mechitza in the boil from the bottom to the top, over the water. So memele then we consider like the mayim is nis'arib, the mayim is nechlak. So then each one is permitted to take from his side of the mechitza. So lechayre, Taisvus is medame our Gemara to that Gemara, to this Rav Yehuda. That our Gemara says that the emerson here we have a mechitza that is mavdal. No, you say a rivi maya. If you look at the mechitza, you have a mechitza yitvachim. We can say good asik on this mechitza. So theoretically, the water on the chotzer side of the mechitza finds itself in the rishus hayochid. The water on the other side is the kalmelis. But you see, epis asvara of arivi maya, arivi maya. So Taisa says, v'kosher the beper keitzad mishtatvim mashme the osi shapir a mechitza in mayim helps the levinin sheyiro roshe kanim ila bishum darav Yehuda kopid aruvi maya. There we have in the sugya Rav Yehuda is kopid. V'hashta hach bereise namis avrochi. So now we see it is not a svore yechidis of Rav Yehuda da Meire. It's an off in the bereise. V'yeshloim medav amotze l'mayim mevla taimech. That means there when the Gemara is takash and Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda could have brought this bereise and say, see, there's a bereise that holds like me. Al Koponim, this is the first Mahalach in Taisvitz. This is not Rashi says Klal Nitazai, Mili means Milo Yindosa, but this is a Pidalka Shel Rashi, that it Mili means to take to the bias, there the Mechitza is not Nika, and the Tilto means in the Chotza. The Rivon Meforish, a second shot, the Mairi Bechotza Shenifritza Me'erev Shabbos. This chotzer was nifratz me'erev Shabbos. Ba'mayim bo b'Shabbos. Ve'koma oche b'mayes kine. Ve'is le'gdud. Elohim metaltalinen b'Shabbos. Oyel ve'hutra hutra. Avol gav dahashta ein ha'mechitzis nikoris. That means, betchilas ha'Shabbos, these gedudi were nikel. B'emtza Shabbos, these gedudi are not nika anymore because it's mechusa b'maya. So me'mele, so legabi tiltul in the chotzer, there's aloch of hoil b'hutro hutro. Since these mechitzes were matter b'tchilas ha'Shabbos, when they were nikas, even though they're not nika anymore, they're still matter. Avol amalis min ha'mayim shebo'u b'Shabbos. But the mayim that came b'Shabbos, there is no hutra on this water. This water was never hutra. Leishaya choyel b'hutra hutra. So memele, so the mayim cannot become nita al yedei agedudi hamachuseis. But the chotzer, there's a b'sasvor of choyel b'hutra hutra. V'rashbam, v'rabbeinu tam pirshu, a third pshat. The is legedudi. Till now we're learning like Rashi's Mahalach. There's a Kaisel and the Kaisel is Mechusa. Rashbam Rabbi Netam Pirshu the Islay Gdudi Sheyesh Gdudim Gavoyim Asoro Liyam Atzmoy B'soy Chachotza. So let us look at picture 165. That this Yam, this Loshen Shel Yam, not only did it throw down the wall, it also made a chulban out of the chotzer. So now we have that it washed away a lot of the kakois ha-chotzer. And now we have gidudim, which means that we have, when the yam, from the yam to the kakois ha-chotzer, we have a kaisel of karka, which is yutvochim hai. So memele, so we have, so the Lashon of the Yam made its own mechitza. It made a mechitza for itself. So this is Amoyre de Kipshat. So Pshat is as follows. So the Yam, the Maise, has a Teiris, Karmelis. She's not allowed to be Memale from the Lashon to the Dos. But this is not called Porot B'Milui because there's a mechitza over here. The Yam made a mechitza for the Chotzer, so the Chotzer has a mechitza yet. Rashbam Rabbi Netam Pirshu the Islay Gedudi Shesh Gedudim Gavoyim Asoro Liyam Atzmoy B'Soy Chachotza. L'chaim Metaltalim B'Chotza Avol Amalos Min Amayim Osor Demokim Amayim Nifratz B'Milui Liyam. The Yam doesn't have anything. The Yam, the Loshen is in Gansen Mechuber to the Yam. V'Yam Havi Karmelis. So if that which is matter, the chotzer is this these gedudim that the Loshen made, so l'chayre we should be afraid. Shema yala hayam sirtay. So memele we had such a chash before. That's why in Surya they made nets. They were afraid. Shema yala hayam sirtay. In lamaise it will become poches miyasa. So Taisve says. These are very tall gedudim, so there's nothing to worry about that b'rvois hayomim they'll become poches miyasa. Oy shehem rechoykim misfas hayam b'yoisa harbe. So memela, since it's rochik misfas hayom, this was a flood, so we don't have to declare that the yam will come here and bring shirtain and lemaise b'mevatel the mechitzas of the chotz. Vahasar mikutzi meforish. Sar mikutzi says another pshat. The hochi pirush. Mili hu deloy memalino. If it's porutz yesa mi esa, we are not memale. Hu adin tiltal. Tiltal is also asa, because just like mili is asa, so tiltal is also asa. Because it's poritz b'milui l'kalmelis. V'noket milui, v'shem diktoni b'braise ein memalim. It says ein memalim, so memelis. That he says not to be memalim, but hu adin, fakert, it's tiltal is also asa. The diik avil tiltuli mital talinon is im holchu lehem ha-may. If the mayim will go away, if the mayim will go away, then one is permitted to be metaltal in the chotzer. Ba-may. So the Gemara asked the kasha, you don't have a mechitza over there. So what is the difference? So why should tiltal be mutar after the mayim goes away? And with the Gemara, the islay gidudi, lahochi shar b'shein ha-mayim. So if there's no water, so then you can use the kaislay, the gidud you could use. Havok sheyesh hamayim, umechitza inen ikeres, bariv hamaya osa. So this is saying that the tzir is like Rashi. Kidudi means that there's a chelik of the kaisal hanifrat, so there's still yutfachim, and that is mechusa b'mayim. And it means that when it is completely covered, so everything is asa. Sai milui and then sai tiltal, everything is asa. But lemaise, if it will dry up, so then tiltal will be muta. Vim taima v'amai asa hoche lemalois. But here we see klal that milui is asa according to all the pshatim, and the kaisel is not matia, the kaisel is not matia the maya. Baktoni b'tesefte, gzustere shehi l'maylo min ha-mayim, ein memalim heimeno b'shabes, alim kein osa mechitze gavoya asoro l'mata min ha-mayim. Af al pi sh'mayim tzofen al gavo. So what is the case over here? So the case over here is picture 166. 166, we see that if a person will make, in the mayim, he'll make a mechitze, gavoya yut, even though the mayim is tzofim al gabi ha-mechitze, but that area that is mukif from the mechitze gets adin rishus ha-yochid, even though the mayim is a-revi, the mayim goes over the mechitze to the other side, v'afal pikein, it is matir. So we see klal from the nofen tesefte that there's no chesorin b'chlal with the mayim a-revi. There's no chesorin that the mechitze is mechutze. That's Taisvis Kasha. Veshemo yesh loima. The hosam shamachitzes asuyais l'shemayim. There it is speaking about that the mechitze was put there beferish to be matter the mayim. Adifi mi gidudi dohi. So this is better than gidudi. Gidudi means the mechitze was not made to be matter the mayim. Now these are remnants of the kaisel. So memele, these gedudi cannot be matter the mayim. Masha enkein, if it was specifically made to be matter the mayim, then it's matter the mayim, even though it's arevi, even though it's mechusa. Veritzva perish kerashi, the islay gedudi. Avolayam kiso, lohochi loimemaline. Why not? Ailochaira, we have a kasha, does it help or doesn't it help? If it helps, it should help for the mayim also. If it doesn't help, it shouldn't help for the chotzer either. That's the problem. So the ritzva says, there's a new problem over here. Dilma ozul dli leidach gisa chutz lechotzer. The problem of when the mayim is mechase, the gidud, not the problem is a lomdeshe problem, that a mechitze she'ena nikeres doesn't help, because then you have problems. Where do you draw the line? No, the problem is a practical problem. The problem is, since the mechitze is not niker, so we are afraid if he'll be memale mayim, and we cannot see the mechitze, so he might be shoyev on the other side of the mechitze. That is the problem over here. So be shoyev on the other side of the mechitze, so he's taking water from a kamlis to a rishus ha-yachid. Aber the isla gedudi aber yam kiso lahi la memalina dilma azol dali le idach gisa chutz lachotza. Ve time dari vi maye ein also. There's no snu is there's no lumdische isa of arrive maye. Elam ishum dilma azol dali le idach gisa. Belay mishum daina mechitza is nikol. So memele ube eser dahave ke pesach. So now, till now, we were learning everything was lumdus. But the lumdus was that the mechitza does not help for the loshin, and for some reason or other, and memela. But if it is a teiras pesach, so then it's considered. Then we don't reckon with the chibur of the loshin to the yam. It's considered it entered already the rishus hayochid. It's considered mayim of the rishus hayochid. That is, if the whole problem is a lumdisha problem, if a problem is that the mechitza can't help, the mechitza is not sufficient to be mavdol abel bakufa, what is nichnas l'seich pesach hachotzer, that is sufficient to be mavdol the mayim hanichnasim bein amayim shechutz l'chotzer. But according to the ritzvah, there's a practical problem over here. If the mayim are, if the megidudi are mechusa, we are afraid bishas will be doyle chutz lemechitze. So what is the difference? If it is yutvachim, if it is more than yutvachim. So he says, ba'esel ba'have kepesach leichashina, de'ike hakeire. That means that what it is, a teiris pesach, not a teiris pirte. So memele, so pshatis, so then it is nikel where the chotzer begins. The boundaries of the chotzer were not nifrat. This is the pesach of the chotzer, but we still have the boundaries of the chotzer. Till ten amis, it's still considered, we have the koisle hachotzer. So the boundaries are still in existence, so we're saimach on that. That he won't be doyle chutz lemechitze. Ikekeire. If it became nifratz lechotze, so memele, then we're chayish, maybe he will be doyle chutz lemechitze is hamechuseis. Avol tiltuli mitaltalino, but tiltul is muta. Avol gav the ein mechitze is nikoris. There's no such chesorin. The sefta, we had klo. That one is permitted to be memala mayim, even though the mayim is sofim al gabov, because einachanami mika, then that is muta. The whole problem is, maybe he'll be memala chutz for the mechitze. So it seems in the case of the tesefta, there is no such chash. If he's been doyle from the window, so mistama the dli goes mistama only on his side of the mechitza. Al kaponim, there's no such chash over there. So memele, so then it is permissible to be doyle, even though the mechitza is mechusa b'mayim. Zok the gemara vayta. Oma Rav Yehuda, mavui shaloi nishtatfu boy. A mavoi that there was no shitufei mavois. Hichshirei belechi, if they made a lechi, hazayrik l'seichei chayim. If they made a, the Zmo learned that speaking about a mavoi sosum, you had here three mechitzes, and now you made a lechi on the fourth mechitze, and there was all shaloi nishtatfu boy, hazayrik l'seichei chayim. Is zayrik in this mavoi, so yechayev. But here's a teiras reshus hayochid. We have three mechitzes plus a lechi beruach reviyei. Hirshirai bekoire. What happens? He was marshal this mavoi with a koire. Hazayrik lesaychay potter. So zayrik lesaychay is potter. So the haloche is not too bad. He's telling us the difference between hirshirai belechi, hirshirai bekoire. So we could say he holds that you need four mechitzes min ha-teire. And a lechi is a mechitze, and a koire is not a mechitze. So that wouldn't be too bad. But the problem is, he throws in another tanai over here. That the shalei nishtatfu boy. If there was no shittuf, then ich shirei be koire azeire le seichai potter. doesn't have a shame reshus ayochid with a koire because they did not make shitufi mevois. Vay says if they would have made shitufi mevois, then ichshirei bekoire would also be the halacha that azirko seichei chayi. Maskev lo rav sheish is taimed loy nishtafu boy. Ho nishtafu boy, vay says afilu ichshirei bekoire, nami chayi. וכי קיקר זו עושה אויסאי רשוס היוחד אוי רשוס הרב, could it be such a thing that the kicker of שיתוף עם הבויס can control and regulate the הלוך of the מובוי that it makes it a רשוס היוחד אוי רשוס הרב? Let us see Rashi. שירי בלחי, תיקני בלחי, עזק לסוי חי מרשוס הרב חי. דיקו סובה, לחי משום מחיצה. Ichshirei bekoire azayrik l'soichei pot, dekoire mishum heke. Uke sovar arbo mechitza is diraise. That in order to make a rishus hayochid, you need dalad mechitzas, bein lekula, bein lechumra. You need dalad mechitzas. So memele, so a lechi is a teres mechitzas, so becomes a rishus hayochid. Nakoire depends what shittuf. So the gemara is, that's very difficult to understand. The kicker cannot change the status of the movi. Vosanyem, we learned that it does not change the status. Chatzeres shel rabim, mevoi she'eino mefuloshim. Bein irvu, bein loy irvu, azoyrek lesoichon chayet. Zuktrashi, chatzeres shel rabim, shepsuchim botim harbe lechotza. Ba'oisrim b'nei habatim zel zeh she'en yecholim lohoitzi min habatim lochotza. The case is picture 167. You have your chotza, that psuchim, a lot of batim to this chotza. Ye'voisrim b'nei habatim zel zeh she'en yecholim lohoitzi min habatim lochotza. You can't take out from the batim lochotza, but like Erev. Minei she'abayis rishus miyochedes loy. There's a Rishus Chaveiroi also in the Chotzer. That is the Inyan of Eruvei Chatzeres. Rabbanan Gozo Shlo Lohitim Rishus HaYochid L'Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus. Zei Radul Ma'osi L'Afukim Rishus HaYochid L'Rishus HaRab. Avol B'Chotzer, but this whole din of Eruvei Chatzeres is only to take out from the bias to the Chotzer. Avol B'Chotzer Mutal L'Taltol Bo. Things that were shavsu bechotze, you'll have to be metaltal in the chotze, because they're reading Masechet Shabbos, right? Kabbalezer, oima, blei hevi, kli, yeah. Al koponim, we see that bein irvu, bein loy irvu, azayrik l'soichan chayim, that irv does not change the status, or loy irv does not change the status, azayrik l'soichan chayim. And for the Gemara, elo yi itma hochi yip. Omar Rav Yehuda, Mavui She'enoi Roi L'Shitov. We're not speaking about a Mavui She'loi Nishtatfu Boy. We're speaking about a Mavui She'enoi Roi L'Shitov. What does that mean? So Rashi She'enoi Roi L'Shitov Mefulish. We have here a Mavui Mefulish. Hirshiroi Belechi Hazayrik L'Soichai Chayev. Hirshirei bekoire hazeirek l'soichei poto. Alma kasova lechi mishum mechitze bekoire mishum heke. Let us see Rashi. Lechi mishum mechitze. Ukasova sholosh mechitzeis diyeraise. So you have here a movi mefulish. So there were two mechitzes plus a lechi. So hirshirei belechi hazeirek l'soichei chayev. Yechshirei bekoire hazerik l'soichei poto. Why? Because he holds koire mishum heker. Amakasova alechi mishum mechitze vekoire mishum heker. Vechein omar rabbe lechi mishum mechitze vekoire mishum heker. Verova omar echot ze veechot ze mishum heker. Rav says that a lechi is also a heker. So a lechi is unable to make, if there's only two mechitzas, a lechi will not be able to make the lechi in the third mechitzah, will not be able to make it a rishus hayachid. Eisvei Rabbi Yaakov Barabe, L'Rabbe. So Rabbi Yaakov Barabe is the Kasha and Rabbe. We learned as follows. Azeirek L'movoy. Yesh loy lechi chayif. If this movoy has a lechi, you're chayif. Ein loy lechi potter. If it doesn't have a lechi, you're potter. So you see klar that Rabbe said that lechi mishum ekeire. So, what does the lechi accomplish? Why with the lechi gets a teres reshus hayochid, and without the lechi it doesn't have a teres reshus hayochid? So Rava answered you not to, learning the correct pshat in the baraisa. Ochikama. Einay tzorich elo lechi azayrik lesoichay chayim. The only thing that is missing is the heck. Let us see Rashi. Einai tzorich elo lechi she'einai mefulish. It is not mefulish. So memele, so you have already three mechitzes. So it's only missing a lechi, that's the only thing that's missing. So azayich lesoichai chai. Ba'aval gav the less lay lechi, even though there's no lechi there. Because no lechi is al teker. The sholish mechitza is the eraisa. So if it is missing only a lechi, so memele means you have your mechitza already, so azayich lesoichai chai. It's lechi v'dovar acher. But what? If it's missing a lechi v'dovar acher. Tzuras ha-Pesach, keteiris mefulish. It is missing two things. It is missing a tzuras ha-Pesach and a lechi. So then the din is asayik l'sayik ha-ipot of afal gav dovid lechi. So the lechi won't help the situation. So the Kedi is telling us lechi mishum ekeir. That is pshat. That if there are not three mechitzes, so fakert, the lechi cannot create the third mechitz. So that's like me. That lechi mishum ekeir. Eisvei, frekte gemore, yeser al kein omar rab Yehude, mi she yesh lo ishnei batim b'shnei tzidir ishus harabim. The person has shnei batim, we had this case before. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshus harabim. Page 10, picture 60. So we have here reshus harabim, and you have shnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshus harabim, which these are the mechitzes for the reshus harabim. So mi sheyesh lo shnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshus harabim. Reise lechi mikan, velechi mikan. Oikeire mikan, vekeire mikan, v'neisei, v'neisei be'emtza. Then he's permitted to carry. Omrulai, ein ma'arvim reshus harabim bekach. And the Chomim say, you cannot be ma'arv reshus harabim bekach. Now let us see what was the kash. Yeser alkein, le'el minei airi beboina aliyah al gabi shnei botem beperik al gagis. That's also picture 58. That if there's an aliyah on top, so then you'll say, piti kriyered besaisen. Yeser alkein. That means even though there's not an aliyah, there's only two mechitzes. Shnei botem mikan, abayis mikan, abayis mikan. So memele, so what do? You make lechi mikan. Alme. So Rashi says, lechi mishum mechitze. Zemendach lechi mishum mechitze. So Rashi seems to say that the kasha is an rove. Rove said lechi mishum mekeire. No. You see lechi mishum mechitze. Ba'afilu lo bonon lo pligi olay. So there's a big kasha over here. That's what we'll see Rabbi Kibayg in a minute. Rabbi Lechaire, there's a kasha. Why is it only a kasha an rove? You see that it says lechi mikan velechi mikan oikeire mikan vekeire mikan. So you see this is the kasha and all the previous amiroim, because they all held that keire mishum ekeire, and here you see klal keire is also a mechitze. Let us finish the Rashi, then we'll see Rabbi Kivayev. Afilu rabbonon loy pligi yalei, you'll say that we pass like the rabbonon elo birshus harabim. It's only speaking by Rishus Rab, Aval b'movi mefulish, a movi, that's mefulish Rishus Rab, but doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabim. They said, ain't ma'arvim Rishus Rab. Can I be ma'arvim Rishus Rab? A movi, a mefulish Rishus Rabim. They're also moided that Alechi v'koira will help. So we see that it has a teiris mechitze, not a teiris heke. Let us see Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega, lechi mikan, alme, zit Rabbi Kivega in Gilyan HaShas, the second line, alme lechi mishum mechitze. Koshali, hakushe lekul alme. The midivre Rabbi Yudha muchach dafilu koire mishum mechitze. So my mele, so it's a kash according to everyone. Yes, litrek, the leinian kaire, paraisa de la el dektoni zerk le seich movo yesh loi lechi chaye, mash medavke lechi veloi kaire, pligi boze alo rab Yehuda. So memela, I have a paraisa that says klo that kaire is a heker. So memela, good, so we have here a machloikis rab Yehuda and the previous paraisa, if a kaire is a heker, a kaire is also mechitza. So you can ask a kasha on the previous amiroim, because they hold tastes that a kaire is al tzeker al tshene beraisa avol in yin lechi le metzino man de polik. Here we don't find behedia that one should be polik. So memela, so therefore there's a kasha an rov. And for the gemara amrulai yehos, and for the gemara hosom kesava rab Yehuda shtei mechitzes deraisa. So the Gemara says, you are learning wrong Pshatan Rabbi Yehuda. Now Pshatan Rabbi Yehuda is that the Lechi Mikan makes it a Rishus HaYochid. He holds Shtei Mechitzes Sheshnei Batim Levad HaLechayayim, make it for Rishus HaYochid. V'Lechayayim the Kamatz Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Heke Ba'alme. So Memele, so it's no Kasha. That's Rabbi Yehuda, we don't know the Rabbi Yehuda. But Al Kaponim, when you need a Mechitza, a Lechi, will not make a mechitza. Eis, we let us see Taisvis Yeser al Kain. Vafilu, hey, what's the kash of Rabbi Yehuda? Vafilu, so Taisvis, the Gemon, the Havinel, the Afilu Rabbonu, the Yosser, all of the Mid Rabbonu, and boy, Sholish Mechitzes Gemuris. That means, the Gemara held now, that the Rabbonu are also Moide that has a teires mechitza min a teire, no mid a rabbonon, you need gimel mechitzas gemuras. Zog de gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Movoi she orkoi kerochpoi. If you have a square movoi, einoi niter belechi mashu. So then, a lechi mashu is not sufficient. He says, the whole halacha that a movoi is niter belechi v'koyr, that's davke, if it's orka yeser al rochpoi. But if it's a square, ain't niter belechi mashu. Oma Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Oma Rav, a movoi she'orka kerochpoi, ain't niter b'koyr tefach. The same thing, just like it's a niter belechi, it's not niter b'koyr. The kula of movoi it doesn't have. Omer Rabbi Zeire kame mechuvonim shmeite de sadi. That what? The both of them are saying a gewaldike zach. Kiven the olkei kerochboi, since it is a square, havelei chotzer. So it's equivalent to a chotzer. The chotzer eina niteres belechi bekeire elo bepas arbo. A chotzer is only niter bepas. We'll see this pas abos will be problematic. But so memela bal kaponim Rab Zeira was mishabeyach that what these two amaroim said, that if it doesn't have a tzura of a mavui, it has dinei chotzer, and chotzer is not nita belachi bekoire. Omer Rab Zeira ikasheli ho kasheli, aber epes anders vashteichnet. Lehevi hai lechi, einach anamir has a din. Chotzer, aber let it be equivalent kepas mashu, benishteri. That means we had before by a chotzer gufe, and Taisus was machiach, that the chotzer speaking about a chotzer merube. But according to the Chachomim, According to the Chachamim, Hastis, it's sufficient to pass Mashu. Ish the Mitzvah, some Mele, it's very modern the Lashon that the Lechi should work out a pass. Also, we see Ips. I mean, they're the same thing. Al Koponim, but that was Rab Zeira's Kash. Rab Zeira asked, the Chachamim say that a Chotzer is Nitter be pass Echot. So Memeila let it help. And the Gemara is the Mitzvah, Hoda, Omar Rab Asi, Omar Rab Yochanan, Pase Chotzer, Tzrichen, Shehei Ben Arbo. So according to Taisvis, Obshatis, Hastis that, we paskin like Rabbi, that you need a pas Dalit. You need a pas Dalit. So Memeila, that's why, according to Rashi, but according to Chum, you need a pas Dalit. Pasichot tzrichen shehei behen arbo. Let us see, Rashi. Kame mechuvonim lesayon hubo. We've seen the Rashi before. Belechi mashal bepas arbo kechot bekeir atefer kishamov. Imam mechod, imam mechod v'lei pligi. Zuk taisvitz. Kame mechuvonim elo bepas arbo. Isto legoris arbo. Because if Reb Zeira said already now that you need a pas arbo, so he knew already that a pas that is matzah by chotzer is arbo. Mishum dahashte salkadaitach the Reb Zeira the sagi bepas mashu. So memele, so how does it say? And he asked Akasha, let a pas mashu up. And lochishim the maskone and noket arbo. Ein chanami. The gemor chapton after the maskone. So memele, that is already the emes and memre that has a teres chotzer, and then the chotzer needs a pas arbo. Levi ke pas mashu belish. Trivava gav Reb Zeira gufe koma la'el. We hear on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Viruach achas barbo. Lebos lahochi shoma. But this was before. Zog te gemore weiter. Omar Rav Nachman. Noktinon eizel movui. Sheniter belechi vekoire. So before we said that what that a movi needs is orka yesa al rochpoi. Omar amnach, nektinan eiza movi shenita belechi vekoire. Another tnai. Kol she orka yesa al rochpoi. And besides that, ubotim vechatzeres psuchim leseiche. You need two tnoyim in order that she be nita belechi vekoire. Ve eiza hi chotza she eino niteres belechi vekoire. Elo bepas arbo. If it is square, then you need a pas arbo. So the Gemara learned square lafuki what? Merubas in agul aloy, and if it's round, they won't need a pas arbo. Horikoma. Ioko yeser al rochbo. If a chotzer will be oko yeser al rochbo, so then it's equivalent havale mobui. So then it's equivalent to a mobui. Here's dine mobui. Umovoi belechi vekeire sagi. Veiloi, but if it's not orka yes or rochbo, avalo chotzer. So then it has dini chotzer, and dini chotzer is, we need either pas arbo or shnei mashi. Frek de gemore vekamo, that what we said has to be orka yes or rochbo, how much larger does the oire have to be from the roiche? Sova shmula meima de ika pishnayim baroch. But it has to be double the size of the roiche. Omalei rab, ochi yom achavivi afilu mashu. No. You don't need such a large, ratio. Afilu a mashu oire is greater than the roiche, it's also sufficient. Zogt Rashi, ubotim bechatzeirois, shtei chatzeirois psuchois lesoichoi, ubayis pasuach lachol chotz. We'll see Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. Shekein hoyo diriseim lifnei kol bayis hoyo chotz. So you need, bemis and aces, two batim, and each bayis he per pasuach to lachotz. Agula loy bit miyo, mishum da agula hi mishtariye belechi mashu, biloy avi lachotz, uboi pas. If it is not orka, yes, al roch boy, so then, there's a din of chotzer, boy pass. Ba'ayim urubas lav mutei, gulos and mutei orka, yes, al roch boy. Ve'kama ye orka, yoyser, denav kilomi din chotzer, ומשטריה בלחי משהו, עד איקו פי שניים. הויו וחוצה, הויסו, לנפקה מדינו, עד איקו פי שניים. That means it doesn't get a din of a mavui till it's double the oirechem d'roichet. Chavivi Rabchiye shehu achi oviv ve'imoi shel Rav. Rabchiye was the brother of the mother and father of Rav. The Moses and Psochim had it was the different fathers and different mothers. That's how they got married. Zog Taisus ubotim v'chatzeirais psuchim l'soichoi. Zaktaisves shtei chatzeirais lemovui, ushtei botim lechol chotzo vechotzo. And that's the way Rashi says that it is sufficient one bias for one chotzo, you need two botim lechol chotzo. Vachi isa peir kabalaza demila. Vim toima chotzo she'ena merubas. A chotzo she'ena merubas. So memela, so it's like a movui. It is like a movui. Heichi mishteri belechi vekoire, even though he has the tzura of a movi, ho ein batim vachatzera is psuchim l'soicha. A movi needs another tnai, and the movi needs batim vachatzera is psuchim l'soicha. So memele, so a chotza, how could a chotza become mutter, even though it looks like a movi, it's all kayes aroch, but doesn't have batim vachatzera. Svein loimel. Maybe we'll say as follows. The lechotzer, the yesh bo, the yoirin, leiboi batim v'chatzeres. If people live there, so you don't need batim v'chatzeres. This alone is a people, the place that people live. Avol movi, the rochik mit the yoirin, shechotzer mafsik bein abati le movi, shemochi beinen the yoirin merubim, shtei chatzeres, ushnei batim lechol chotzer. Now, the lomdus of this svare, I understood from the Taisvus HaRosh, that the lomdus is as follows. That if there are the yoirim, sememele loiboki boi rabim. So the bnei reshus harabim will not trample into this mokim. So it's not daimetu a reshus harab. Ma she'en kein amovoi, which is no the yoirim. So my mail it's boki by rabim, so it's more daimel rishus harab. So they wouldn't be matter with alechi v'koire, unless you have the yoirim. You have to have the yoirim. So the yoirim is if you have, but here you need more because be'etzem the movi alone is not a mokim of dire. So therefore you need shtei chatzeres and shtei batim psuchim l'soichay. So that could be that is the maila of a chotzer over a movi. A chotzer has the yoirim already, and a mavoi is rochik from the yoirim because there's the chotzer that's mafsik. Zechtaisvus, that is napshat. So beperik hado, omar rav, ein mavoi niter belechi vekoire, unless it has shtei botim v'shtei chatzeres. Ushmul omar, afilu bayis echod v'chotzer achas. Don't need bottom v'chatzeres, afilu bayis echod v'chotzer achas. Uperish Rashi hosom, so Rashi says pshat there, what is pshat bayis echod v'chotzer achas? Bayis echod b'movi b'loi chotzer. There's one bayis that opens up into the movi without a chotzer. V'chotzer achas im abatim. V'chotzer achas im abatim. So memele, so you have one chotzer with batim, and then instead of the second chotzer, you have the bayis that opens up into the mother. There's a machloikis. So Shmuel says this is good, but Rav says it's no good. So if Tois v'svekiv in the time of the Rav mishum diyoirim, if the whole reason that Rav holds, you need two chatzeres and two batim. Because there's a minimum of the yoirim. A chotz alone, we're saying, even though you don't have batim, it's also good. One bias is also sufficient. So we say, because the maila of a chotzer is, because there are the yoirim in the chotzer. Ma she'en kein, by a movi, there are no the yoirim in the movi. Frektor Toises, but in this case of Shmuel, that the bias is pursuach to the movi, so you have the yoirim also. Like even the time of the Rav Mishim the yoirim, Rav Nami Moidik, even the kebayis be movi. Afilu leke shum chotzer. The shari belechi vekoyim. So Mamela, if the criteria is the Yairin, so why is Rav Chaylik on Shmuel? This Mavoi should be equivalent to a Chotzer. That becomes Mutaf, for there's one bias Pesuach L'Soichet. You have to say the way Rashi says bias v'chotza means that there's a bias pasuach to the mavui and then there's a chotza pasuach to the mavui. The ain leforish bias echod v'chotza rachas ainu bias echod b'chotza. We're speaking about that the bias is pasuach to the chotza, not to the mavui. The comma Rabbi Yochanan Hosam, Rabbi Yochanan says a bigger kula afilu chube. Afilo achube is also good. The kama basa hachid leichashin and dilmasi lafuki mona the bottom lachube. Mashmed, so where do you have bottom over there? Mashmed the bottom lachube. Mashmed leiboilem meime chube sheba chotze. It doesn't mean achube in the chotze. It means there's a chube and then there's a chotze. Mashmed meime chube sheba chotze. Dimkei leke batim el chube. There's no batim. And the Gemara says, we're chayish, it might be mapping the kelim from the bottom into the chuba. So vaista is chuba v'chotza means, not a chuba in the chotza, means there's a chuba, and then there's a chotza with a bias in it. Ela chuba b'loi chotza koma. So memele bias v'chotza means, not a bias in the chotza. No, there's a bias alone, and then there's a chotza. So now the shayla is, so what is different a mavui? That a bias pesuach l'soichoi, then a chotzel that's a bias is pesuach l'soichoi. V'chadam v'shimudam afil a bias echad v'chotzer achas also means a bias is pesuach l'soichoi. V'nira l'forish mishum demovoi korib l'shus harabim yoyser mi'chotzer. That the problem is because a movoi not only doesn't have the yoyrim, but it's closer to the reshus harabim. Yaisa mechotza, boi batim v'chatzeres. So again, I think that that's the lomdus of the Tosfos HaRosh, that the batim v'chatzeres make it a mokim dire, and then say so don't have boki boi rabbi. Without batim v'chatzeres, you have a bigger boki boi rabbi. So, but they were only chayish for this boki boi rabbim only by a mavui, which is called l'shus harabim. So therefore, there's no batim v'chatzeres, so we machayev a bigger tikkun. So you need a tikkun of a pas dalit. But if there are batim v'chatzeres, so memele, so then, and so even though it is kovel shesarabim, since there are diyorim, so we'll loichayish for boki b'irabim.